Freedom Scientific says its Braille Light M20 and M40 refreshable Braille and speech notetakers now support Latin American Spanish. Spanish becomes the fourth language offered. The others are French, Canadian, Italian, and English. Freedom Scientific also says they're continuing to work on additional languages for the notetakers. Entertainment, the online video on-demand site we reported on a couple of weeks ago in news briefs, is going to shut down and lay off most of its remaining staff while pursuing a lawsuit against the major movie studios, its chief executive said on Thursday. The company plans to close its movie-selling service on October 23rd and lay off 10 of its remaining 15 employees 2 days later, entertainment CEO Job Taplin said. Taplin said the company, which once employed 80 people, would maintain a skeleton staff and a web presence so they could put the service back online if they have success with the lawsuit. The Australian court system upheld the right of internet activists to campaign against junk email in a landmark decision last week. The District Court of Western Australia dismissed the lawsuit by Perth-based direct marketing firm T3 Direct against anti-spam activist Jody McNichol, describing it as speculative and based on propositions the plaintiff knew to be incorrect. The Witch Company, trading as T3 Direct, had sued Mr. McNichol for allegedly getting the company blacklisted on anti-spam website spews.org. Spews, or the Spam Prevention Early Warning System, publishes a list of IP addresses believed to be used for unsolicited bulk email or spam. Network administrators and internet service providers can refer to the Spews list to block traffic from the blacklisted IP addresses on their networks. T3 claimed the action cost at least $82,000 in lost income and the cost of repairing its computer systems. Mr. McNichol denied contacting Spews and argued that nothing he did or was accused of doing was illegal. And now the court has granted Mr. McNichol's application for summary judgment. The court found that T3 offered neither proof that Mr. McNichol had contacted Spews, nor that doing so was illegal. The court rejected T3's claim that such a complaint to Spews was unfounded, noting that T3 had elsewhere admitted to sending unsolicited advertising email. MusicNet and PressPlay, the online services owned by major international record labels, are close to reaching licensing agreements to offer songs from all five big music companies. The deals will fill one of the major gaps that both operations have faced in competing with free, unlimited, peer-to-peer song-swapping outfits. Despite their ties to the top names in the music business, the two services have been unable to offer full catalogues of artists from all five companies. MusicNet has completed a licensing agreement to use music from Universal, the biggest music company, and is close to a deal with Sony. PressPlay said it had signed a deal with BMG, Bertelsmann's music unit. People with knowledge of the matter say the service also was close to reaching terms with Warner Music Group. A MusicNet spokeswoman said the company was close to announcing that it will have music from all five majors, as well as several new independent labels. Those familiar with the matter say that the new deals are expected also to include several features that online music users want, including permanent downloads. The US Congress would be putting the dinosaurs in charge of evolution if Hollywood succeeds in obtaining a federal law that would restrict consumers' use of digital video and music, a civil liberties attorney told an Associated Press conference. Legislation introduced by Senator Ernest Hollings, a Democrat of South Carolina, would require consumer electronic makers to equip devices with a built-in copy chip that would enforce a government-approved encryption scheme. Chris Cookson, Warner Brothers' chief technology officer, insisted that proposed restrictions aren't aimed at blocking consumers' personal uses of music and video, but to prevent pirates from distributing it over the internet. With digital broadcast technology advancing quickly, technology and entertainment companies haven't been able to agree on even the most rudimentary policies. Hollywood wants to add a digital flag or identifier to coming digital television broadcasts that would hamper copying. But Intel Corporation, Philips Electronics, and other hardware companies have balked at building anti-copy measures into their devices. In another discussion at the same conference, Futurist author Howard Rheingold said powerful mobile computer technologies were enabling the quick organization of smart mobs of like-minded people for good and bad. Rheingold said text messaging via cell phone played a key role in organizing mass demonstrations that led to the January 2001 ousting of Philippine President Joseph Estrada. In the future, more pervasive users could organize pro-democracy rallies or criminal or terrorist movements, said Rheingold, whose book Smart Mobs, The Next Social Revolution, is being published this month. The mystery of why a baby cries may be solved by a gadget which can tell harassed parents if their child is hungry, sleepy, or tired. The device, which is the size of a calculator, translates the baby's cry so parents know what's wrong. A microchip monitors volume, pattern, and interval to work out if the baby is stressed, tired, hungry, sleepy, or uncomfortable. Within seconds, a corresponding face lights up to tell parents what's wrong. The battery-powered Why Cry device was created by Spanish electronic engineer Pedro Montagas. He was trying to work out why his own son, Alex, was crying. Mr. Montagas spent 3 years visiting nurseries and analyzing the crying patterns of around 100 babies. He says his device, which it's claimed has a 98% accuracy rate, could be a real boon to parents. Under a new deal with Warner Music Group, customers of AT&T Wireless Services, Inc. could use their cell phones to preview new music from groups like Rockers Green Day, download their images, order CDs, or buy a musical ringtone. The latest announcement by AT&T Wireless, America's third largest wireless telephone company, and Warner Music, the nation's second largest music company, is part of AT&T's most aggressive move yet to market its gaming and entertainment service after rolling out a new network capable of high-speed internet connections. The agreement makes Warner Music, a unit of AOL Time Warner, the first music company to reach a wide-ranging deal with a major wireless carrier. Previously, music publishers have provided songs for ringtones, or music companies have done one-off deals with equipment manufacturers. A Warner Music spokeswoman said the contents being provided will be updated at least weekly. Other artists being made available from a current pool of about 30 include Disturbed, Third Eye Blind, Uncle Cracker, The Flaming Lips, and Josh Groban. The Consumer Electronics Association has asked a federal appeals court to overturn a Federal Communications Commission mandate that nearly all television sets be equipped with digital tuners by 2007. The lawsuit, filed without fanfare at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia on Friday, pits some set manufacturers against TV broadcasters who lobbied for the mandate. But the CEA is divided over the issue, with some manufacturers opposing the lawsuit and urging the group to withdraw it. The FCC ordered manufacturers in August to add digital tuners to their sets, starting in 2004. The mandate was part of the FCC's ongoing effort to shift the United States from analog to digital broadcasting, which enables better pictures and sound quality, more channels, and new services. About 500 TV stations are transmitting in digital, yet relatively few consumers can tune in their local digital channels. Broadcasters say a tuner mandate is needed to build the audience for digital channels and help them recover their investment. But Gary Shapiro, chief executive of the Consumer Electronics Association, said the FCC doesn't have the authority to order such a dramatic change. The lawsuit is drawing flak from at least two set manufacturers, Zenith Electronics Corporation, which collects a licensing fee on digital tuners, and Thomson Multimedia, which makes sets under the RCA brand. The frustration of needing to make an important phone call from your mobile only to find it out of battery power could be over as recharging kiosks are introduced across London in the United Kingdom. Kiosk manufacturer Nearplay Systems has created so-called Charge Me booths for mobile phones and handheld computers that will allow users to charge up their devices. Users will have to pay for the service, and 50p will provide people with 20 to 25 minutes of charge time and take 5 minutes to top up phones. £1 will provide around 45 minutes of talk time and take 10 minutes to charge. A pilot of the freestanding circular kiosks will be run in a variety of public locations around London, including Victoria and Waterloo stations and Heathrow Airport. Up to 12 people can recharge their mobile device simultaneously, and the booth supports all common models from Nokia, Ericsson, Motorola, Siemens, Sony, Samsung and Palm. If the kiosks are a success, Charge Me is hoping to introduce advertising to the booths. And that's News Briefs for this week.